This is Stray FM, it's the Harrogate Family Law Show. Welcome back. So before the break, we were explaining the purpose of a clean break order. And I suppose the question to ask really is, are these orders suitable in every case that you deal with?
No, they're not suitable for every case, because there are situations where one spouse, for example, has given up a career to bring up the couple's children and may still have childcare responsibilities that prevent them from returning to work. A clean break would still be possible in such cases, but may be deferred, for example, until the children reach a certain age. Another kind of example would be a situation where a spouse has spent many years looking after the home and the children, and therefore may never be able to achieve the income levels required to maintain their current standard of living. So in these types of cases, it may not be actually in the best interests of the financially weaker spouse to have a complete clean break, but it is still really important for them to get a financial settlement approved by the court so that it's binding on the parties.
So if a clean break is appropriate, how do you then ensure that one's achieved?
So as we discussed before the break, if a clean break is appropriate for your circumstances, then the only way to guarantee that there are no future claims made against you by your former spouse or civil partner is to get a court order. Without this, there is always a possibility that you could be faced with a claim for financial provision, such as maintenance or lump sum orders in the future. Only an order submitted to court and approved by a judge can protect you against that situation. It's usually straightforward to put a consent order in place, and it could save considerable uncertainty and legal expense in the future if your spouse did try to make a claim against you many years down the line.
So obviously you're the experts here. How could Harrogate Family Law help with this situation?
Yeah, a consent order is binding, and if one party is suggesting it, the other should seek proper legal advice from an experienced family solicitor in case there is anything pending that could affect the value of the couple's assets. So if the order is made without securing accurate valuations of things such as property, pensions, business interests, one spouse could actually miss out on a fair settlement and will not have the option to renegotiate at a later date. So at Harrogate Family Law, what we can do is we can assist you in compiling all of your relevant financial details and records prior to presenting a consent order for approval by the court. What we believe is in bringing a positive and really cost-effective contribution to your divorce settlement by offering outstanding advice on separation and divorce law.
Brilliant. Coming up, we're going to find out in the last part of tonight's show what happens if one party doesn't comply with the court order. That's next on Stray FM with the Harrogate Family Law Show.